You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We're down to 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Sparks. Yes!
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
What a move by Sparks.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata back on The Fan. We've been talking Knicks so far to start the show. Obviously mentioned a little Yankees at 11 o'clock as well. We'll do maybe some Mets and definitely some hockey a little bit later on, BT. But let's keep it to the Knicks here. 877-337-6666. We also have 3RQ coming up on the other side. Three random questions as we do every Wednesday at 1140. You know, the Knicks getting set now to close out their regular season, finishing very strong, getting set for the postseason. Nothing better as a to me, there is nothing better as a fan then when you know your team is in and you see the matchup and you see the games, game one on Tuesday, game two on Wednesday, whatever it may be, nothing better. And we're going to have that coming up with the Knicks, the Rangers, and the Islanders who have won five.
That was a big one for the Isles. You know what I used to love? And I remember this, man, whether I was like younger or even during college summers where I did a lot of construction or various jobs, I used to love getting the newspapers back then. And remember how they would have the matchup, like so say Knicks Pacers.
Yep.
And it would break down each position.
Yeah.
Oakley versus Dale Davis. Give you a little snapshot. Yeah. Edge whomever. Right. Push. Edge Knicks. Slight. Ewing Rick Smith. Yeah. Edge Knicks. Oh man. Like, it's just a different heartbeat. It's a different intensity when, you know, you got the Knicks rolling. You got the Rangers rolling. You throw the Isles into it. The Yankees right now look like a show. I mean, like the whole Soto juice and
we're back up. New York sports is back up.
There we go.
And we talked about this during the break. And by the way, we will get a lot more into the draft as we get closer to it, of course, over the next couple of weeks. We talked about this during the break off the air. I'm excited about the Jets this year.
So am I.
They've won again in the offseason.
Well, they won because they did some good stuff, and they're also winning because the team that is the best in the division is dismantling for some absurd reason and getting rid of their best players in the Buffalo Bills. So not only are the Jets adding to their deficiencies, and hopefully Rodgers stays healthy, and hopefully they crush it with the draft, same with the Giants. I know, on paper, could be special times for the Jets, on paper, I know.
Could we have this? I'm trying to think here. So if we get Rangers and Knicks in, I know two years ago we had Giants,
Rangers,
Yankees, Mets, Giants, Rangers in the postseason.
Can we top that this year?
Well, let's say we got Rangers, Knicks, Islanders
is three.
Yankees in. Could we get Jets, Giants?
You're not getting Giants this year. You're not getting Giants.
You sure about that?
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Could we get Jets, Mets?
You could get the Jets. Mets have no shot.
Oh, come on. They have no shot.
They got no shot.
They've got a shot.
Well, because it's April, whatever. Yes, mathematically,
no,
they still do.
No, really.
But realistically,
they have a shot because of the expanded postseason.
No, I know. I just, unfortunately, don't think they're going to be very good.
You don't think they can hover around 500?
I just don't ultimately think that they get there. So if you want to parse that and say that that's me saying that I still think that there's a shot, then okay, fine. Do I think the Mets are a playoff team?
Let's just dream for a second.
All right, I will suspend
reality. Rangers?
Yes.
Islanders?
Check.
Knicks?
Check. Yankees, check.
Yankees, 100%.
Jets, check.
Yeah, but, I mean, the Jets have been the team that hasn't made the playoffs in 14 years.
Check.
You can check. You sure about that?
No. I've never been less sure of anything in my life. Except that probably something's going wrong.
Jets have to make the playoffs this year. They don't make the playoffs this year. Give up.
They have to, right? They must.
Jets.
What do we have, five?
Let me ask you this.
Yep.
Mets or Giants?
Who has a better chance? Yeah, that's a good question.
We need one of those in.
That one. I'd have to look at the Giants' schedule. I think that the Giants are a little closer to the teams I perceive to be playoff teams in their way than the Mets.
Wow.
Yes, that's how little I think of the Mets
this year. What do you think, being a Giants expert as you are, and obviously with the Mets, or Giants closer to the postseason?
Mets.
Now, is it because you think the Mets are good or because of the expanded playoff?
No, I think it's a little bit of both. Yeah. The expanded playoffs make them good enough to make the playoffs.
I think I'd lean with Hoff here, BT, and I'm not saying that like to be a Met homer. You know, I don't think the Mets are good.
I think it's crazy to say that. Giants weren't good last year, so for me to say the Giants, you might think I'm nuts.
Right.
I get it. Is Daniel Jones healthy week one? I don't know. I mean, I'm piecing some things together here, so, you know, I just think that...
I think they'll both be similar in that they'll be hovering around 500 and be fringe playoff team. With the Mets maybe having more of an opportunity because it's easier to sneak into that last spot. What do you got, Hoff?
I got the team that's going to win a championship this year.
Out of New York?
Yeah. It's the Liberty.
I knew he was going to say that.
Why
didn't you say it first, then?
Who's
on that team?
They got Inescu. They got everybody.
Brianna Stewart, right?
Who's getting Caitlin Clark? Where's she going?
She's going to Indianapolis, the Fever. I actually know this. I didn't go looking for it. I stumbled upon it. And unlike any other year where I would have just ignored it, I actually clicked on it.
Right.
I looked at like the top 10 picks of the WNBA mock draft. I wanted to see where Clark was. I wanted to see where Reese was. She's going seventh.
Angel Reese?
They haven't gone. I forget what team.
Projected
but they haven't gone seventh. Seventh.
So no chance she gets New York or New York gets her?
No. A lot of people don't know if her game's going to translate. I have not watched enough of her, or maybe more specifically the WNBA pro game. I know it's largely based on shooting like the NBA. But, I actually saw WNBA mock, I jumped in it.
This weekend, all I heard was just about the tournament, Caitlin Clark. Everyone was into that more than any other sporting event over the weekend.
Even more than WrestleMania?
Yeah.
I mean, I was more into the
only people
female.
I heard about WrestleMania was Tommy Lugauer and Evan Roberts. That's it.
The ratings blew away the men's tournament, I guess. This was the first time.
Yeah.
What did the men's tournament get?
I don't know the numbers.
Women had 18.7 or something.
Who won
like
UConn? I can't remember.
Who won? The Hurley went back to back. I think it was, Sal, I think it was...
Under 15, Dove is saying?
No, but forget about the exact... I think it was the highest rated sporting event in... I wish I had a little bit. I didn't know we were going to get into this, but it did incredibly well.
Let me ask you something.
Historically well.
Okay, and you think it's just because of Caitlin Clark?
I think that's the impetus behind it.
You know what's funny to me? All these people like now, look at the... Well, that's great. If you're fans of women's basketball, where were you before? Like, I don't understand why it takes one person to then change your entire philosophy.
I'm going to tell you why. Yeah. And I have the answer for it. It's a very good question. And it applies to anything that is kind of a niche-y thing, no disrespect, to where it starts to soar a little bit more and grow and expand. So the diehard WNBA fans, they're there forever. Just like me as, St. John's guy, growing up, obviously.
I'm assuming women's college basketball and then same thing.
They've got the built-in audience. Those who love women's basketball watch women's basketball and the WNBA.
Right, but you'd have to have been a women's college basketball fan first.
To appreciate the WNBA?
Well, I don't know.
I think there's a connection there.
Well, one came clearly before the other.
For
me, when I grew up, there was both men's college basketball and the NBA. I was an NBA fan. Not necessarily college basketball.
I was both, but I hear you.
But if you're a women's college basketball fan of a certain age, wasn't it only college hoops?
WNBA's been around for 20-something years.
Okay.
I mean, so it depends how old you are is the answer. But I think to answer it directly, and Hoff, you have some numbers, give me one sec, but I think that somebody like me, who actually watched Iowa this year, that's one person who never watched anything, and I was watching.
Okay.
So, what do you got there, Pete?
I have, the men's championship was 14.82 on TBS and TNT.
Yep.
ESPN and ABC combined 24 mil for the women.
10 more million for the women's side. Now, the outlet, the providers impacted a little, you know, TNT versus ESPN, CBS, obviously, or ESPN, ABC.
Is there
massive distribution?
Is there staying power then for this, BT? Like,
is there staying power for the WNBA or for college hoops?
For Caitlin Clark. Well, not even just her, because she apparently is a ratings machine.
Yep.
And I'm assuming that is going to translate. If you're a fan, and a lot of people are, of her game and watching her play basketball, you're going to watch her in the WNBA, right?
I told you the other day, like, I'll pop a game on with my daughter. So then, I've never done that.
So will this then take the WNBA or even women's college basketball to another level, or is this just about one individual and that's it?
I don't think it's quite the isolated one-stop pop that some people think it might be. Now, it's not I don't think that it can continue to, next year you won't see the appreciable jump from last year to this year. You might not see again for a long time, if ever. You're not going to have, I'm just going to throw out the number, 35%. I could be way off. But so if it was 35% more successful ratings, you know, monetization this year, it's not going to be 35% next year. And like, it's going to maybe slowly grow, but I think the days of it being disrespected, I think it's over.
You think we ever get to a point where we have an integrated league with women and men playing together, a co-ed league?
Do you want to see that?
I don't know. I'm just... I mean, yeah, I'd be intrigued by it. We already saw.
Wait, you want to see men and women playing in for the Knicks?
I don't know.
I don't.
Well, we saw it at the All-Star game, right, where Steph Curry had a contest.
Yeah, that was great. I love that stuff. That's fantastic.
Right. So I don't know. I'm just saying, like, will there be?
No, there's two different leagues. There's the NBA and there's the WNBA. Go play in your respective league.
You don't want to merge them ever.
No. Why would I want to do that?
Well, because if Caitlin Clark can hit a big time three for the Knicks, I would be fine with that.
Well, that's kind of my point.
I'm not saying that if a woman truly possesses the ability to and earn a spot, I'm not saying that.
Right.
Don't want to merge the league. No, I don't want to merge the NBA and the WNBA. Why the hell would anybody want? Why would I want to do that?
Well, maybe not merge, but if you had let's just use Caitlin Clark as an example.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer, so I'm genuinely asking.
I got you.
If she's good enough to play in the NBA,
then she should be able to get a chance to play in the NBA.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. That's a different question.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay. That's a different answer.
Right.
Yeah.
BT and Sal on the fan. We'll have 3-0-Q coming up on the other
side. She's unbelievable. And you know, the shooting, the thing that I didn't mean to jump in. I know we're late. It is amazing, though. Like, the women's game, I've always appreciated it because it's below the rim and the picks and the ball movement and the things that you can come.
Basketball.
Yes. It's like we grew up playing not nearly as good, whereas the NBA, and it's amazing and I still love it, but you play above the rim, get away with some mistakes, whatever. Like, the attention to detail and fundamentals, it's paramount below the rim. And now you got these girls, and Caitlin does it, but others do it. Dude, she'll come up, and she'll go through her legs and step back and crush 28-footers. 28 feet, like near the logo, with ease. And it's not like a chuck from her waist. Like, it's a pure... It's amazing how good these women are.